producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jane, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have been trying to call you forever, just respect you so much. And excuse me, trying to do my square breathing, a little nervous.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
Really a crucial question to me and my daughter and her future, I believe. She's six. And my question is, I'll start out with that, how to talk to her about her father, who is, for all intents and purposes, estranged. He lives in another country. She does speak to him on the telephone very infrequently. The story behind it is that I had an affair with him when I lived in this other country. And he was married. I got pregnant. She was born there in this other country, and I left when she was one. We talk occasionally. His family does not know about her, and that's another just sort of source of confusion for me as to, not necessarily at the age of six to explain this to her, but I feel that someday she's going to be very angry about the fact that she's not known.
Well, you have to be careful about that, Jane. You had an affair with a married man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So that... That's, I mean, I hear, but it's really not your decision to make.
Right, which is why I left. It's why I left. I didn't want to, I wanted to take her and just be with her and raise her up on my own.
So she knows who her father is.
She does.
He has some contact with her.
Yes.
So what's the, I don't know what estranged would mean in this particular context.
Well, I mean, just... I mean, she asks about him, and why can't we just go see Daddy, and why can't we, you know?
Don't you
think there's going to come a day where she's going to say, like, what's
Jane? I think this is a lot about you and not very much about your daughter.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I think you have to separate those two out because it's too much to put on a six-year-old's shoulders.
All right.
I think what you need to, has she ever met her father? Well, I guess she did in the first year.
She did when she was, we went back to see him when she was two.
Listen, I think, first of all, you need to get some clarity from him about whether he has any intent of, does he support her financially in any way?
No.
Do you want child support from him?
Let me ask
another question. What do you want from him, you personally, as a woman?
For me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't really know. I don't think anything.
Well, I think you have to be very certain about that because you can't use the kid as the poker chip.
Oh, I, you know what? I know what you're saying, I think. And there were years after I left that I felt really, you know, poor me. I don't feel that way, and I definitely feel like I've moved on.
Well, it's all right. It would seem to me that the deal that I would make with your daughter is that your mommy and daddy... Mommy and Daddy really liked each other.
Okay.
And Mommy did something that wasn't very smart.
Okay.
Got involved with somebody who loved somebody else. And sometimes, you know, you have more than one friend. You have friends that you really like, and if they both ask you to a party, you don't know exactly what to do. And adults do dumb things just like kids do dumb things.
Okay.
So Mommy did something that she knew that this man was already in love with somebody else, already had a family, and we did something that wasn't very smart, and I got pregnant. But what I decided is that I couldn't have him, but I really wanted to have you.
Okay.
And so this isn't about your daddy loving you or not loving you, because he really doesn't know you. This is about me really wanting a baby and really wanting you. And at some point when you're older, you can go and meet your daddy, or maybe your daddy will come and meet you. But it's not that your daddy doesn't love you, but your daddy was already involved with another family. And I knew that. Mommy knew that and still did something that was not very smart. What I do it again? Well, I love having you, so maybe I would, but I think that falling in love with people who are already married doesn't make any sense. It may look good on television, or may good look on movies, but what it does in life is it makes me a little lonely, and it makes you wonder who your daddy is. So what you and I are going to decide to do is we are going to figure what you want from a daddy. And what we're going to do is we're going to build some relationships for you that allow you to have what other kids have. But as you know, in your class, Jeremy doesn't live with his mommy and dad. Jeremy doesn't live with his daddy, and Susie doesn't live with her daddy. And so it's not just you. It's lots of kids. And the only difference here is that your daddy really never knew you. And you can decide when you're a grown-up if you want to get to know him. But for right now, we get to figure out people who will do daddy things for you. For example, if you want someone to take you to a baseball game, that Uncle Jeremy will take you. He will be your baseball daddy.
Okay.
And when you want to go to a movie, then Sarah will be your movie daddy or mommy. And she's going to say, oh, that's silly. Sarah's a girl. And you can say, okay, well, and I will do, and so we're going to drop all the things that you would like to do with a daddy, and we're going to make sure you get to do those things.
Okay.
Because she doesn't really care. This is all she's known. Kids only know what they... I will tell you the story that kids only know what they know, and they only know what they know from other kids and
right.
themselves. But, I mean, at one point I said to my mother, or my daughter, that was not a Freudian slip. Oh, well, I suppose it is. So it treats me, Mom, where were you? I couldn't get a hold of you. Where were you? Honey, that's my job to ask you that. Now, but at some point she wanted to go visit a friend of mine, and I said, well, Vicki, we have to call to make sure she's home. And she said, oh, yeah, she's probably at work. And I said, no, she's not at work. And she said, why? Is she sick? And I said, no, she doesn't work. And she said, why not? Because as far as my daughter knew, mothers worked.
Right.
Her mother worked. So
right.
the idea that a mother didn't work meant that the mother must be sick. And so kids only know what they know. This is what your daughter knows. And if at six, she's beginning to understand that other kids have daddies who live with them, although I would certainly point out that lots of kids have daddies who don't live with them.
Right.
That what is it you would like a daddy to do, and we'll make sure that you get to do those things.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Though, I've written everything down, and I'm going to definitely.
We can also download it off your iPod if you want.
Yeah,
or listen to it on computer. So.
Okay.
You don't even have to.
I listen
notes.
To you every day.
Cool.
And I recommend you to all my friends.
We love that part.
My question is that should I ever make an attempt for her to have a visit with him under the conditions the way things are now? I don't mean like her alone. I just...
Well, I mean, probably. I think that what we don't know always looms larger than what we know. I mean, I think that that's something you're going to have to negotiate with him rather than with her.
Okay.
And presumably he has at least some curiosity about her.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Would I keep the two of them apart? No.
Okay.
Would I actively solicit him in her life? Yeah, if you think he's reliable and responsible enough, and even if he's not, it's probably better to have an irresponsible father than no father at all, or
okay.
at least to wonder about it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But be careful about your motives. Make sure that you're not sort of saying, gee, this is what you could have had if you adopted for me, or, because this was really a miscalculation on your part.
Oh, I know.
And
And I knew you and I were going to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Too. I know
yeah.
that.
But I think in terms of her...
I honestly, truthfully, have dug really deep, and I am definitely not doing it for that. It has nothing for me. I'm not interested. I wouldn't be interested even if it weren't the situation.
Okay. Well, then I think saying to him, look, as she gets older, let's see what kind of relationship you would like to have with her. Now, what he tells other people, it's not your business. At
right.
some point, it may be his business and it may be her business, but it's really, that's his issue. And, I mean, by definition, it's obviously much more troublesome for him than it is for you, and that you have the outward manifestation. He is going to have to talk with a wife and children about the fact that he had an affair. Now, the fact that he's European may make it slightly less complicated.
He's not European.
He's not. Well, that's going to make it worse. Because European men...
Why?
Because I remember one European man who was pitching me to sort of be in his life, and I said, you're married.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, what do all European men have a wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend? I said, I'm not European.
Right.
I'm an American. I don't do this stuff.
Right.
So, but I mean, look, that how they work it out is really between the two of them. Would I keep them apart? No. Would I facilitate them being together? Sure. Would I make her long for him? No. But I think that, so you can kind of, on the one hand, fill in the blanks for her of what would a daddy do? What would you like a daddy to do? And find people, including yourself, to do those things for her, but also facilitate a relationship with them, because I think knowing who your dad is makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, she emails him when he calls. I'm more than happy to have them speak. I'm not sure. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, well, then I think you've answered the questions.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yeah.
question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Erica, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good, Erica. What's on your mind?
I'm going to start right with my question right away. What do my husband and I answer my daughter, who is turning 16, who wants us to buy her wine coolers for a party this weekend?
I would say no, she's underage, and that it's underage, that the only way that you would do it is if she wants to have a wine cooler with you and her dad in the privacy of your own home to celebrate her birthday and one of her friends, maybe, that you're willing to do that. But unless she's willing to, let you call each of the parents of anybody she would invite to the party and ask if it was okay that you're not going to serve liquor to minors.
Okay.
It's illegal.
I need to clarify that this is not her party. This is a party she will be attending this coming weekend. She also tells...
And of course not.
I'm sorry?
Of course not. First of all, it's illegal for
right.
her to have it. It's illegal for her to consume it. And it's one thing if she's doing it in the privacy of your home, because then presumably if you checked with all the other parents, then different rules apply, although not necessarily. But no, of course not. It's illegal.
She understands that, and we've had that talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
We're also kind of glad that she's being honest with us, and she is very honest with us.
Well, but the answer is honestly no.
Okay, so you think just say no.
Yeah, I think saying, look, honey, it's illegal for you to drink, so we're not going to buy it for you. We're not going to give it to your friends. If you want to have a drink with us here in the home to learn how to drink, that's fine. But I wouldn't buy you cigarettes. I wouldn't buy you cocaine. I wouldn't buy you marijuana. I wouldn't let you drive... a car without a license, it's not legal.
We're just worried. Well, I think this is going to happen. I think she's going to have someone buy it for her.
Well, that's a different issue.
That's a different issue.
Absolutely.
As far as we're concerned, the answer is no, correct?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, let me give you what is sort of a stupid metaphor, but nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
At one point my daughter said to me, will you go with me to get a tattoo? Well, part of me was really flattered that my daughter wanted me, her mom, the enemy, to go with her to get a tattoo. And my response was, no. I don't think it's a very good idea. I don't want to make it easy for you to do something that I don't think is a very good idea. I'm certainly not going to prohibit you from getting a tattoo. It's your body. Do with it as you wish. But I don't want to... It puts me in a position of seeming to endorse something that I don't think makes any sense. So, no.
Okay.
And this is... I mean, and tattoos are legal. But no, would I buy my daughter booze for a party as underage? Absolutely not. Would I let her try it in the home? Yeah.
She has tried it in her home.
Well, but
she'll have a sip or something.
Yeah, it's a different issue. No,
right.
It's illegal.
Okay, yes, and I understand that. She understands that. And
so we're
we
clear.
Just thought, you know what, she's going to do something. Someone's going to bring it for her.
Well, I mean, but
at least we know how much she's drinking.
But that's like saying, gee, I think my kid is going to have sex before I really want her to have sex. I think she's too young. So what I'll do is I'll get a boy in for her to have sex with.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You get the point.
I do, and I'm so glad I called you.
Me too.
Thank you.
Don't get a boy in for her to have sex with either.
I will not.
I didn't think you would. See, when we talk about alcohol, the lines are fuzzy. We talk about sex, very clear. Cecilia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just wondering if you could give me a simple way to handle my mother. I have a stepfather 20 years about. I don't consider him much of a father. Really, he's more of a pain in the neck. And
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, I mean, he's not your father, but he is your mom's consort, so...
Correct.
Where is your biological father alive?
No.
Okay.
It never was around.
Okay. So it's the only dad you've ever had?
When they got married, he's even admitted he wasn't really thrilled about being a dad again, so I'm not so sure you could...
Well,
he's
I mean, he may
my
not
mother's
have been great.
Husband, and he's been there, but he's never been the fathery type, you know.
Yeah. Well, were you the daughtery type?
I tried. After I had kids, I tried, and he just wasn't willing to drive even 40 minutes to come see us, have dinner, watch a movie. He had his little routine, and he'd rather drive 25 minutes to go to dinner at a restaurant.
Well, but understand, I mean, not everybody is in trance with kids and grandkids and whatever. What would your mother come by herself?
No, she won't leave him now. He is getting sick, and she won't leave him.
How old is he?
70. So he is up and getting up and out.
How's mom?
About 65. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue here? What's the question?
I'm going back for a visit, and one of the reasons we left and moved many states away was we didn't feel like we were getting anything from the family anyway, but I don't want to rub that in anybody's nose or really say anything about it. But now that we're visiting, she's, well, have you talked to him? Have you done, yeah. And to be honest,
Cecilia, let me tell you, before we go any farther, you've got a choice here. You can either go back to your 14-year-old grungy little self and be a snot, or you can be the magnificent, grown-up Lady Cecilia. And you don't have to love this guy, but you, if you want a relationship with your mom, that it's very likely that whatever else he has or has done, he's taken care of your mom and made her happy for the last 20 years. And that's a gift. And whatever remaining time, that's a gift to her as well. The smartest thing you can possibly do is just be charming. You don't have to love him.
Just be cordial, I guess, is my question.
Charming slightly more than cordial. But yeah, I mean, all you have to do, you can treat him like a third cousin twice removed, but this is your Meryl Streep Award day. It's not going to ever occur to either mom or stepdad that you don't really like him. You're going to be so charming that you're going to surprise yourself, because it's a percentage play. Anything else makes you look petty and childish.
And is it a requirement that I always act, on Father's Day, that I call him if he doesn't even call me on my birthday or anything?
Yes, because then you get the brownie points. You get to be the superior
human
being. Well, you get them from me. Yes, you do. You want them on your soul. You want them on your soul, and you want to make sure that, it sounds like the probability is that your mother will be widowed at some point. What you don't want her to do is make him Saint Henry and you the wicked child.
It's not worth it.
No, not at all. And all it costs you is on occasional visits to be pleasant.
I can do that.
And look, my dear, lots and lots and lots of us have been faced with exactly the same issue. And we don't have to love that person. And sometimes they're just as irritating as they can be. And sometimes they're presumptuous in what they think their role with us is. But the percentage play is to be charming.
So throw the bitterness and hostility in the pocket.
I wouldn't even throw it in your pocket. I'd flush it or, confetti it or bury it or set it on fire. I'd just lose it. Because all it'll do is give you cellulite and wrinkles, and you don't need that. I mean, just wipe it out. Who cares? Stupid and cheerful and charming in this particular case.
I can do that.
And do you have children?
Yes.
What are the ages of your children?
7 and 8.
They will be so impressed, especially the 8-year-old. Is the 8-year-old girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, she'll get it. They will be so impressed that, Mom, wow, you're really nice. And they'll learn that this is what breeding is all about. This is what manners is all about, is not letting people know when you think they're scum.
Okay? I'm working on that with them.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you the best way to work on them with them. Show them.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't go into how we think, Grandpa Bob is an idiot. I guess he was Grandpa John. But the point is, just you're going to be so charming. And the 8-year-old may say, gee, I thought you didn't like him. And you're going to say, you know what, there's something to like about everybody, which is true. And you completely deflected the question, which is also a good thing to do. That's why we're grown-ups and they're children. All righty? Have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bob, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, here's my situation. I'm 56. I've been married twice. I was divorced 3 years ago for my second wife.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure whether or not I'm completely true emotionally with my second wife. I've met someone, I started dating her about a year ago, and I explained to her after we dated several times that I don't think I was ready at the time, so we haven't dated since then until about a month ago.
So you dated for a couple months and then broke it off?
Right. And I explained to her that, I just I'm going to have to back out right now. I don't think I'm...
No, that's what you did 10 months ago.
10 months ago, correct.
Okay, so you're now... You called her again and said, okay, I think I'm ready. Did you date anybody else in those 10 months?
Yes, I did. I did. And this is where I think I'm in need of counseling, I guess.
Well, yeah, because it seems to me that either you were ready to date or you weren't ready to date. And if you're ready to date, why not her but somebody else? I mean, this is just between the two of us. You don't have to explain it to her. But why would you drop dating her and start dating somebody else if you weren't ready to date anybody?
Right. Well, this is going to sound very shallow. When I dated the previous two women in that 10-month period, I explained to them, I just am out to have fun. I don't want to commit.
Were you sexual with the other two women?
Yes, I was. Mostly the first. The first.
You're not
going to
get your merit badge from the Women of America on that.
I understand completely, and I don't feel I'm even worthy of dating this woman because of the quality nature.
All right. So the first one you actually thought was kind of a class act. Decided it was too soon, so you did the Bimbette route for a while, which does not speak well for you, but all right. Yeah. All right. So where are we today?
Well, I'm trying to explain to the other lady that.
Which one are we talking about? The first one?
No, the second that I was sexual with. She wanted to get serious after a while.
Well,
and I guess
when you have sex with women, quite often that's what they decide they want to do.
Exactly, and I've been through this, and I continue to make this mistake. And
all right, I need the question. I'm a little lost in the details.
Okay.
Salacious as they may be.
Right. I'm very much attracted to her as a human being, morally, spiritually. She's got everything.
Which one are we talking about?
This is the one I'm dating again.
So the one that you dropped before, you now think is the class act, is the one that you're attracted to?
Well, I'm not. See, I'm dating her. That's why I don't think I wanted to continue to date her as well, is because I didn't know if I was attracted to her.
So one you respect and the other you're horny about, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the question is what?
Just
a question, honey.
Okay, I don't think I'm attracted to her, and I don't want to hurt her. A question is... I don't know how to phrase this.
Give it a try.
Can I be with this woman the rest of my life and settle down with her without being attracted to her?
Probably not. That's called friendship. Were you ever attracted to the first woman?
Not. I was, no.
Did you ever sleep with her?
We have, and yes, this time we did.
We're talking with Bob, who may get the Chauvinist of the Year award, but that's okay. He's being honest with me. He had been dating a woman a year ago that he found wonderful, except he wasn't particularly attracted to her. So he broke it off after 2 months, saying he really wasn't ready to date. Then sort of had several sexual escapades and is now back to the original woman, is not feeling particularly sexually attracted to her. So your question to me was, can I spend the rest of my life with her if I'm not attracted to her? I guess one of the questions is she attracted to you?
Yes, that's one of the things she told me in the beginning that, I don't know, I smiled or something, and she just noticed it. And I knew, well, actually, my daughter is married to...
Bob, take a deep breath.
Here we go.
Bob, take a deep breath for a minute. Is she sexually attracted to you?
Yes. Yes, she is.
How do we know that?
She has told me.
Okay. Well, that's pretty straightforward. Have the two of you been sexual?
Just once.
All right. So, did you have a hard time getting an erection?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that the difficulty was... All right, so let's separate out two factors. And I know that traditionally we don't, but let's do it. When you think about her, do you get that little tingle? Or and I know that men traditionally think that sexual attraction is they get an erection or they don't. But it's not necessarily the case. So when you think about her, are you intellectually sexually, I know, attracted to her or not? That's a yes or no.
No. Okay. Intellectually.
Why not?
Do you know what, I mean, is it that she...
Well, I guess I'm used to...
Go ahead. Let's try it.
For some reason, I have usually been with women much younger, and I'm told, fairly good shape for my age.
How old is she?
53. I'm 56.
Right. So, were you attracted? How did you meet her initially?
Through my son-in-law.
Who unwisely thought, why don't we get Bob somebody his own age?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Bob, listen to me.
Right.
If I were you, what I would do is I would dump the bimbos and spend some time with her and see what happens. See what happens if you don't have a sexual outlet, don't go online, don't masturbate, don't look at porn, and see what happens if you allow yourself to be in a situation with an equal, not somebody you can control, and somebody you're not thinking of as a disposable sex partner, right, an inflatable doll, but a human being. There are really two categories of people. That the first believe that sexual attraction either is there or not there, can't be developed, and the second who believe that you can get turned on to somebody the more you know them. The first traditionally are thought of as men, the second traditionally are thought of as women. But in this particular case, why, you have nothing to lose except a little bit of time, and you have to be really cautious with her and be honest with her and say, you know, I'm not sure how this feels to me on a sexual basis, so if you're willing to give me a little time, I'd really like to invest in it if you are. So I don't think you have to say I'm not turned on by you, because that's just hurtful. But to say, what I'd really like this relationship to be is platonic for a while and see where we get. But that's only going to work if you're not sexual with anybody else.
Okay,
because you have nothing to lose. And obviously, I'm working on the assumption, not necessarily that you can fall, that you can develop sexual attraction, although I probably am a little bit, but that sexual attraction exists, and then the question is, where is it channeled? And if there are no other channels, is it possible that the two of you could become sexual with each other, and that enhances your admiration for her, and your affection for her, and your respect for her, and hopefully even your love for her, if there are no other outlets? And that's kind of what it seems to me worth at least experimenting with, at least temporarily, as long as it doesn't hurt her and you're honest with her and you don't do any sexual acting out either with her for right now or with anybody else for the time being. Because, as you know better than I, that men have been known to have troubles with erections with a woman that they actually care about as opposed to somebody they view as disposable. So I think we need to sort that out here. And it sounds to me that you care enough about her that's worth doing, but you really need, that means that you're going to be probably foregoing a sex life for at least a couple of months. And hopefully that's something that's worth an investment in your long-term future.
Is there one? There's one other question I also have. She has talked about the difference in education between she and I. And I don't have a...
She's better educated.
I'm better educated. I don't have a problem with that. I probably
don't have as much money
as she does, but the thing is, in her grammar, I just once in a while I'll hear, you know, grammar.
Bob, I think the two of you are going to have to spend some more time together. And
yeah.
I mean, because I know you spent 2 months together, but it was a year ago. Stay out of bed, get to know each other, see if there's enough respect and friendship, because worst case scenario, if it doesn't work, either because you feel that she's just not smart enough or sexy enough, then there's certainly the possibility of being friends. But I think the two of you need more time. You need to stay out of bed. You need to be relatively honest with her about what's going on without saying, I'm not attracted to you. But it also means that you have to forego all these other relationships right now.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and see where you get. I mean, if you're kind and you give yourself some time, I mean, best case scenario, you fall passionately in love with this woman. Worst case scenario, you fall wildly in like with this woman, which you probably don't have the basis for a marriage, but you may have the basis for a long-term friendship.
Okay.
All right. But no, you really need to be very careful about not flirting with other women, no porn, no masturbation, and just see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in dating anyone else other than her, but I just wanted to give it a try again because I want to get out of this.
Okay, but see where the two of you get. And, but I'd put off the, you know, even kissy face for a while and sort of let some of the sexual energy and tension build up and see where the two of you get.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Call Dr. Joy at 855 855-
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com. And click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I hope you can help me with this problem.
Okay.
The guy that answered the phone laughed. The problem is...
we can beat him up. That's easy.
How do you get a guy to wash his hands after he uses the bathroom? Brush his teeth at night?
Oh, dear.
Don't leave pee.
Don't do what?
Don't leave pee on the toilet seat.
Okay, let's go through... I don't think there's ever been a woman who's ever been able to teach a man how to do the last one, but we can certainly attack the first two. Okay. Is this somebody you're living with or thinking about living with?
We met in February. We had a fabulous time. He went away on holiday and almost died and came back, and we were desperately happy and grateful for everything. And then, come now, 9 months later, the little things are just driving me crazy.
Okay, let's take a deep breath here, because you've just said something really meaningful, which is, are the little things driving you crazy because we really need to tackle them, or you've just decided that you've got as far as you can go, and whatever you saw there, you've just run out of steam, and you really want out of the relationship, because we do them differently.
No, I really like him. We have a great time together. We never fight. We can spend hours and days on end.
All right, well, let's start with washing hands, of saying, I'll tell you what I would do. Here's what I would do. I would say, if you wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom, I will put lotion on your hands. And have you ever put lotion on a guy's hands and rubbed their hands? It's a very sensual experience. And so that's what I would do. Rather than making a negative, say, listen, baby cakes, if I've got this new stuff, it only works if you wash your hands. So when you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands, and I'm going to show you something really cool. All right, and that should work, because it's reinforcing a behavior. It's positive and sexy, and it's not being his mom. All right, so that's number one. Number two, brushing teeth. I'd use the same general strategy. Is, you know, when that if I'm going to kiss you, I want your breath to be incredibly fresh and delicious, and let's brush our teeth together. You know, let's make it part of, you know, that you either take a shower together or, you know, brush our teeth together, and that should work as well, rather than, again, being his mom. The third, you're probably best off having an apartment with two bathrooms if you can possibly do it. I don't know any men, even the most meticulous. They're just, I think they view the toilet bowl as kind of a target, and they see if they can get on the outer rim. I don't know what they do. I mean, I suppose you could put a little target there, but every man that I know, no matter how meticulous, no matter how charming in other areas, they just, I don't know, it's like they're marking their turf. So that one.
Well, I did that. I have two bathrooms. I even have two bedrooms. So he has his bedroom and bathroom.
Okay. So the toilet seat you don't have to worry about as much. I would certainly, if the two of you are talking about a romance, you don't want to have your separate. I mean, do you sleep in separate beds?
No. We sleep in the same bed.
Okay. So,
but I just have a bedroom upstairs with clothes in my bathroom and all my nice stuff up there.
Yeah. So try the hand lotion after he's washed his hands when he comes out of the bathroom every time, because, and he'll, I mean, it really is good. Go get some stuff that either is really nice smelling that he likes, or don't get anything real girly, because then he'll think that that he won't like the smell, so he won't continue to do it. But I actually did that accidentally. It's kind of one of those stories that I sort of happened on accidentally. I was at the radio station, and I have fairly dry skin, so I'm always putting hand lotion on. And I just put some hand lotion on, and there was too much on my hands. And that's what my mother used to do all the time. She put hand lotion on, whoever the closest kid was, she'd say, come over here. And she'd put, she'd take our two hands in hers and put the hand lotion on. It's very sensual. It's very cool. So I had too much hand lotion on, and there was a very famous actor whose name I think I will not share with you because it was too embarrassing. He's very sexy. He was in... Well, I'll leave it at this. He was an urban cowboy, all right? And so you can figure out which one it was. It's not the obvious one. And he came up, and I said, I don't think I was interviewing, but he said, hi, I'm... And I put out my hand to say, hi, I'm... And I realized I had hand lotion over it, and I said, I have too much hand lotion on my hands. And so when I put out my hand, I grabbed both of his hands and put it on. And I thought he was going... I mean, it was one of those things. It was surprisingly sexy, and that was not my intent, honest. But it certainly taught me something that's very cool, which is putting hand lotion on somebody that you really like is a very cool thing to do. It also works on their feet as well. So that's what I would do about the washing his hands. Brushing teeth I would do together. Of saying, okay, or getting an electric toothbrush, that might work. Saying...
Well, somehow with the teeth thing and the washing hand thing, I mean, I'm a preschool teacher, so my ears just go up, and I can hear, I can count the...
Yeah,
seconds
no, I know.
Of the flush. fishing for the tap, and I don't hear it right.
Well, just look, we've got three issues here, right? And you're telling me this is a guy that you want to keep around, that you really care about him. So number one, the toilet issue, it seems to me we've taken care of because you have two separate toilets, and let him pay for the cleaning lady. All right, if you're ever living together. Number two, with the hand lotion, we've dealt with that. Just and he'll love it, and you'll love it. It's very sexy, which means the only one we really have to nag about is the toothbrushing. And what I would just say to him is, baby cakes, I got to tell you, I'm a preschool teacher. If you brush your teeth before you come into bed with me, I'm going to be much more prone to want to kiss you.
Yeah, well, he knows that.
Well, so do you kiss him when he doesn't brush his teeth?
Well, I didn't really know he didn't brush his teeth until 2 weeks ago.
Does he have bad breath?
No.
Well, maybe he's gargling.
Yeah.
Look, if it's that big an issue to you, just say, look, I know I'm a little compulsive about this, but if you brush your teeth, I'd really appreciate it. Because you can't nag about all three because you sound like his mom. But the toilet one you can take care of. The hand lotion one you can take care of by the hand washing. So pick the toothpaste one and say, I'm probably a little compulsive about this, but here's what I'd say. I'd say, let's brush our teeth together. It's one of those things I watch my mom and dad brush their teeth together. They always said it was really sexy. So let's brush our teeth together. All right? So then you don't have to nag. Fair enough?
All right.
All right. Good luck. Yeah, because you don't want the three of them make you sound like, he's your child, and that's not going to work. So we've got all three of them.
I know. Well, what's been happening. And it's
I know.
Crazy.
But then, honey, you really have to understand that underneath all this, I'm a psychologist. And sometimes we start picking fights with people about things that we were perfectly willing to accept because we really are questioning whether or not this is the person we want to be with. So you need to look at that a little bit, too. And look at that before you tackle all the rest of the stuff. Because otherwise you're going to find three more things that you don't like. And it's just going to turn into this awful thing. And if you want out, then there are better ways to get out than nagging him. All right? So before you tackle any three of these, make sure that this is a guy you really want to have around. Well, and that's the point of any relationship, isn't it? Before you decide to do all the work of sort of trying to change someone's behavior and without hurting their feelings, and make sure that if they actually change, if they actually did what you want them to do, which may or may not be feasible, that you really want them. Because, you don't want them to have somebody in a position that feels like no matter what they do, it's not good enough. That's not really very fair or very nice. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.